Next item on the agenda is public hearing amendments to Regulation 4 VAC 60, 20-620, pertaining to summer flounder. Mr. Gress. While you're doing that, also, last month, I made a mistake, for lack of a better way of putting it. Doug Jenkins had come up here and asked for a specific item to be considered. I turned to Jack and Jim and thought that the response that they had provided was satisfactory and satisfactorily responded to Mr. Jenkins' inquiry. I was mistaken, and I have basically indicated to Doug that I did not intend to slight him in any stretch of the imagination. And I can assure you, if I don't follow through in the manner that you think I should, you make sure you let me know. But I just wanted to publicly apologize to you for that. Mr. Travelston, I'm sorry.
Mr. Chairman, we don't think you voted on that last motion to hold a public hearing in January. You got a motion and a second.
It's one of those days. Thank you for reminding me. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Thank you, Mr. Travelstead. That's why I keep you around here. That and other good things. Again, Doug, thank you. Mr. Grist.
Good afternoon.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Flounder, public hearing for amendments to Regulation 620. Last month, we came before you to request a public hearing on a variety of items and pertaining to the flounder fishery. Section 30 of Regulation 620 provides for allocation of the quota, 300,000 pounds is set aside for the state waters, 64.3% is set aside for what's noted to many as the first quarter fishery from the first Monday in January to March, 6.4% is allocated to what's noted as the second quarter, which runs from April 1 through June 30. And then the last Monday in October, December 31, is 29.3% of the quota. And Section 40 defines possession limits by time of year. We use two categories unofficially. One's basically a bycatch fishery, and one is a directed fishery with different provisions for each. We received a request from industry, which we noted, which is also in your reviled packet, to allocate the second quarter quota of 6.4% to the first quarter, and also change the start date of the directed fishery. In the first quarter, currently it is the fourth Monday in January. Now, this is a request that we received courtesy of Mr. Meade Amory of LD Amory & Company, and on behalf of Sam Daniels, Juan Cheese, Wesley McDonald, Chincheek Fisheries, and Frank McLaughlin of Chesapeake Bay Packing. The first quarter flounder fishery. In doing this merger, it would prevent a second quarter overage. Now, there is only 6.4% available of the quota. That represented a little over 100,000 pounds this last year. We opened up on a Sunday, April 1st, by regulation. By 6 p.m. that evening, we are already at our 85% trigger, which is set in the regulation. And by the time we could get this closed in a timely manner, we had doubled that, which was very difficult. And in the era of reducing flounder quotas, this is going to be tougher to do in the following years. We've had to simplify the regulation, basically creating now two defined periods instead of these quarters basically we've been referring to. Each would have its own directed and bycatch fishery. Open later in that first period, create some separation with North Carolina. North Carolina opens in the very beginning of January. They flood the market and drive the price right down. By end of January, the average price of flounder is about $1 a pound. They close up, though, not long after. Dwindling quota also for North Carolina forces them to close up. That means toward March, April period, the price of flounder goes back up near $1.50, $1.75 per pound. This is also the Lent period, which is very good for the industry. That's where the second quarter quota previously came into play, because that allowed everyone to partake of the Lent fishery late when not many other people were open. But again, that's become very difficult when you got dwindling quotas and a small amount trying to manage when you got over 200 boats with licenses to go out there and fish. The fourth quarter flounder fishery has its own little problem. We just recently adopted emergency regulation in November, asked for a public hearing at this meeting, allowing a 10% bycatch fishery. The way the reg is set right now for the fourth quarter, once we hit what we think is 100% prediction, we shut down that fishery for the fourth quarter. There is no provision for a 10% bycatch, except by right now emergency regulation. Staff is left tasked with trying to predict when we're going to hit 100%, but not let us go over, and thus make the Commonwealth have an overage in a fishery, which, of course, is a black eye. We're very much plagued with this. This is one of the biggest hand-wringing times that the staff faces, trying to deal when do we shut this quota and provide timely notification. We're plagued with delays in reporting, ambiguity in the number of vessels that will actually participate. We're told one thing and another. We're told a lot of vessels are coming in, a few participate, and vice versa. And it's always a guessing game. And, we need to provide adequate notice to an industry that we are closing. Giving them a couple hours' notice isn't enough when boats are anywhere from 16 miles offshore to three states away. A lot of times what happens, if you give them too short a notice, they end up shoveling a lot of flounder right off the boat. And that's no good. It's a waste of resource. We did advertise this for public comment. Staff has received one public comment to date from Mr. William Calloway. He is the captain of the fishing vessel Sea Venture. He is against the merging of the quotas. He likes having the provision of the second quarter, even though he realizes it is small and it is only a 5,000-pound allowance for the trip. He does like being able to fish in that period of the year. Staff's recommendation is we would like to eliminate this second quarter fishery, the one that runs from April 1st through June 30th, and merge it in with the first quarter fishery, but open the first quarter a little bit later so we're getting back toward the time when the flounder prices are coming back up. Instead of opening up in late January, open up toward at least the first Monday in February. That way, hopefully, we will run into Lent and into the period when the prices should be coming up. Also, North Carolina should be getting out of the fishery sometime in February with the dwindling quotas. So they flooded, they get out, we take over the market. We would like to place defined triggers for closure of the fourth quarter fishery. We'd like to have an 85% projection trigger in there like we have for the other periods right now so that when we get to that point, we can close down the directed fishery, which in that time of year is a 10,000-pound trip limit for every 10-day period, reduce it back to a 10% bycatch fishery. However, we want a secondary trigger in there at 100%, so if we project, we are getting right close to it. Either we missed our mark in the first projection, or all of a sudden the bycatch comes on and they start really bringing them in hard during the bycatch period, we can still shut this fishery down and keep us from going over and suffering overage for the Commonwealth. With that, we have advertised this for public hearing.
Any questions of Joe? Well, this was a problem that we had, well, I don't know, some 8 or 9 years ago as far as getting good data and worrying about going over. When I was chief of law enforcement, that was one of the biggest concerns we saw sometimes where other states went over to the point where they actually closed the fishery down for one following year. And we made a concerted effort and basically decided that was not going to happen in Virginia, so we simply put Marine police officers on the boat docks and counted every pound that went across there. Now, that's, I'm not advocating that because that is certainly a utilization of manpower that, and woman power that could be utilized other places. But it is important that we get the accurate numbers, and we need industry's assistance best we can, industry meaning not just the packers but also the fishermen as well. All you do is shoot yourself in the foot when you don't help us help you. So that's a little message from the pulpit. Any questions of Joe again? No questions?
Very good report.
Yeah, this is a public hearing. Anyone in the public like to comment on this specific regulation? Not matters before the commission.
Move we adopt staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Holland to adopt staff recommendations. Santa Claus, bring me a new tongue. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tanker. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Thank you, Joe. Motion carries.
One abstention.
One abstention. One, two, three. Okay. Next item on the agenda. Public hearing pertaining to Regulation 4 VAC 20-252. Mr. Grist?
Yes, sir. We'll jump right into this. This evaluation we have before you has multiple items. I'll try and walk you through it in the simplest way I can. It is a lot of language to deal with, though, in the regulation. First off, what we would call, especially at Christmas time,